International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 7. Day 5. Morning Nourishment. Colossians 2:14-15. Wiping out the handwriting in ordinances, which was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Stripping off the rulers and the authorities, he made a display of them openly, triumphing over them in it. 20. If you died with Christ from the elements of the world, why, as living in the world, do you subject yourselves to ordinances? We can say that the general subject of the New Testament is Christ. The entire New Testament concerns Christ. From Christ three great items are produced: the cross, the church, and the kingdom. Christ accomplished the work of the cross produced the church, and the church brought in the kingdom. In the full manifestation of the kingdom, the will of God will have been done in the universe, and his name will have been sanctified on earth. At that time all of God's plan will have been fulfilled. Today's reading. In his economy God gives us one person and one way. The one person is the preeminent, all-inclusive Christ, and the one way is the cross. As the all-inclusive one, Christ is everything to us. He is God, man, and the reality of every positive thing in the universe. God has given us this marvelous person to be our salvation. The one person, Christ, is the center of the universe, and the one way, the cross, is the center of God's government. God governs everything by the cross and deals with everything by the cross. Therefore, just as Christ is the focal point of the universe, so the cross is the center of God's government. Christ should not be replaced by ordinances, observances, mysticism, or philosophy. Christ is everything and must not be replaced by anything. Colossians makes it clear that the all-inclusive Christ is everything to us. God's intention is not to give us thousands of items, it is simply to give us one person, the all-inclusive Christ. Paul shows us that the cross is God's unique way. God's way is not asceticism. It is not to humble ourselves, to abase ourselves, or to treat ourselves severely. The one way is the way of the cross. By the cross God has dealt with all the negative things in the universe. Furthermore, God is still governing everything through the cross. Therefore, we have one person and one way, that is, we have Christ and the cross. As we drive, we come to many intersections. Have you realized that every intersection is a cross? By passing through many crosses, we get to our destination. We also cannot progress spiritually without passing through the cross. Only when we arrive at the New Jerusalem will we cease to pass through the cross, for by that time all the negative things will have been eliminated. Until we come to the New Jerusalem, we need to pass through the cross day by day in our walk with the Lord. At bedtime we need to apply the cross to every problem and to every negative, natural, or sinful thing. We may pray, "Lord, I want all these things to pass through the cross. I do not want to go to sleep with any natural, sinful, negative, or worldly element that has not been dealt with. When I go to bed, Lord, I want to be a person who has been crossed out." Paul could write such a word because he had seen a clear vision of the all-inclusive Christ as the one person and of the cross as the one way in God's administration. Therefore, he did not care for regulations about handling, tasting, or touching. He would not be occupied with ordinances. He knew that all material things perish when used and eventually come to nothing. Paul realized that the believers in Colossae needed to see a great vision of the all-inclusive Christ and of the cross as God's way in his administration. We also need a clear view of Christ and the cross. This is the end of today's morning revival.